Okay. So I'm Nurse Collins, and I understand you've had a little accident with a flashlight. Oh, sorry, a fleshlight. Okay. So let me just have a quick look under the sheet and oh my. I see. That's just stuck right on there, isn't it? Can I give it a little tug just to see? Oh, geez. Yes, that is on tight. Oh, no. Don't worry. I've seen it all. I've seen all sorts of accidents come through here. There is no need to be embarrassed. So, how did it get, stuck? It just gripped on and won't let go, So, it's malfunctioned? You ordered it from Wemu. You bought something from a cheap ass website like that, and you put your dick in it. I mean, penis. Well, I hope you've learned your lesson there. Okay, no worries. Look, we'll get you sorted out. Let me take a closer look. I'm just going to lift it up a little and let me know if it hurts. Ooh, it actually looks like your testicles have been pulled in there too. I can't see any lacerations or bleeding. From what I can tell, everything looks intact. We might need to shave you, but I think that's the least of your problems. Do you have any children? Do you want any in the future? Oh, no reason. I'm just making small talk. Okay. Right. I'm going to try and pull gently again. And this time, I'm going to turn it counter to the way that your scrotum is all twisted inside it. If it feels uncomfortable, just let me know. Oh, okay. I won't do that again. Right, I'm going to have to go and consult a colleague. I will be right back. Yeah, Susan, have you seen that guy in bed five? Yeah, the idiot with his pecker jammed in a creepy fleshlight. I know, right? His balls are stuck in there too. He must have been really going at it. Well, I can't tell. It's totally in there, like up to the hilt. Well, I suppose they're all one size fits all, aren't they? Well, you can ask him that. If his cock is too big for it, it's stuck now. If I pull any harder, we might have a castration trauma on our hands. Look, can you pop down to maintenance and see what tools they have? Saws and stuff. I think we might have to cut it off. No, the fleshlight. Well, carefully, of course, but it's a last resort. I've got a couple of other ideas first. Right, I best get back to our potential eunuch in waiting. Let me know what maintenance I've got when you can. Thank you. Right, sorry about that. Right, so are you doing okay? You've gone rather pale. Oh, no. Don't worry, we'll get you out of this predicament. I mean, problem. In no time. Cut it off. No, why would you ever think that? No, I'm going to try lubrication. Most situations like this can be solved with copious amounts of lube. And this stuff I have right here is excellent. We use this for all sorts of medical procedures. Normally for getting things in, but it should work for getting things out too. Let me just apply this around the opening of the fleshlight. There. And if you could just hold onto the sides of the bed for me, I'll see if I can ease this thing off. On the count of three. Three. Two, one, and brace. Nope. Nope, that's not moved an inch. Oh no. Here, let me get you a tissue. No, it's a perfectly natural reaction. And men crying is a sign of strength these days, right? I think the problem is I can't get lube inside. It's a pretty tight fit and you've really jammed it in there.
Oh, it's an anal fleshlight. Well, who am I to judge? But can I ask, do you think you're still erect inside the fleshlight? Yes, I think the tightness of the opening is acting like a cock ring, and it's keeping your penis fully erect. But I've been thinking, and it might be something that we can turn to our advantage. Well, we need to get lubrication inside, so I'm thinking we need you to ejaculate. Correct. Come. Your semen will act as lubricant, and once you've come, it should get all slippy in there and it should pop right off. Yes, it does pose a problem, doesn't it? Normal penis stimulation is going to be impossible with it crammed in there like that. But it's okay, because I have an alternative. Prostate stimulation. I'm afraid so. Well, it's this or a power saw. Good choice. So, if you can remain on your back but lift your legs up for me. That's it. A bit higher. Yeah, even higher. Like a baby having his diaper changed. That's it. So that naughty flashlight is lying on your stomach and your anus is nice and accessible. Perfect. There we go. Do you have any preferences for this sort of thing? You know, one or two fingers, fast or slow? Any names you like to be called? I'm just kidding on the name thing. Okay, let's get started. There we go. That's just the tip in. Just going nice and slow. Getting the lube into your rectum. And a bit more lube, I think. So I can go a bit deeper. There you go. You're doing great. Almost there. Just a little bit deeper. Yeah, just try taking some deep breaths for me. I'm almost totally in. I just need to feel about and find the... Oh, there it is. There's your prostate. So now I'm just going to make circular motions with the pad of my index finger. Well, the tone of your moans have changed. I'm guessing this feels good. Yeah. Just relax. Enjoy it. Enjoy my finger. Gently pressing against your prostate. Oh, you want it harder? Okay. I think it's that cavalier attitude that got you in this mess in the first place, but okay. If it helps, yeah, hold your ankles. I'll keep moving my fingers around. You're really getting into this, aren't you? I can feel you pushing back on my finger. Do you want it even harder? Okay, then. Let me press nice and firm against your prostate. We need you to ejaculate hard. Flood that fleshlight with semen. I'm going to squeeze your prostate so you empty those balls. And you need to come really hard and nut your load. Totally. And spunk out every last drop. Do you want another finger? Do you want me to stretch your ass? No, I'm sure your butt can take it. Let me just... Yes, fuck. Your ass just swallowed up another finger. Yeah, that feels even better. What if I go back and forth like this? Oh, I can tell you like it. Oh, I'm going to have you coming in no time. That's it. Good boy. Just go with it. Two of my fingers up to the last knuckle. Deep in your ass and grinding against your swollen prostate. Does it feel like you need to come? Yeah, do it. Come. Come for me. Oh, nut your load. You freaky, fleshlight, fucker. I'm gonna finger bang your ass till you come. Oh, I can feel your clothes. Your ass is quivering. Oh, I can see your toes curling. Come on, fucking come. Empty those balls. Don't hold back. Just fucking come for me. Come on. Oh, I'm pressing your sensitive spot and I'm milking you. Milking all your pearl jam. Oh, yes. Go on. Keep going. Keep going. Let me press on your prostate. Get every last drop out. Oh. Ooh. Are you finished? You sure? Good. Oh. Let's just clean up your bottom a little bit. And let's see if this has worked, shall we? I'm going to gently pull now and we'll see what happens. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, and it's off. Oh, and that is quite a mess. Gosh, that's a lot of cum. That prostate massage really worked. Well, yeah, you'll be glad to know I can't see any permanent damage, but you might have a bruise or two. You'll need to avoid intercourse for a few days, and that includes masturbation and weird sex toys. Just leave your junk alone for a while. I'll get someone to come in and clean you up. I think we're going to need a mop.